That's some heavy stuff, man. That is heavy.
Murder!
Yes, murder most foul.
Yeah. It most is. Murder most foul. Wow, this guy. That's deep.
It is.
Not really. But
that's like Bill and Ted's. Most foul.
Murder most foul, man.
Whoa. That's the most non-triumphant.
Murder most non-triumphant. I got to remember that. That's good. Yeah. Neil Young with Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah. And Young.
And himself. Ohio. That's a good choice. I like that one. We had a bunch of songs a little while ago about shooting, you know, guys shooting the girl down.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn the tables.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Now, that's a song I can get on board with.
I bet you were just like, there's got to be something out there.
I was hoping.
Yeah. This is from 1946. This is the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald.
Okay.
The song was written by Wilmoth Houdini. Written for Ella to sing with, it's a duet with Louis Jordan, or is it Louis Jordan or Louis Jordan?
I don't know.
He's a jump blues singer from the 40s. And Ella was, like I said, the First Lady of Song, known for her jazzy scat singing. I mean, no one did scat singing like Ella.
And wait, tell me, who wrote this song?
Wilmoth Houdini.
Okay.
Wilmoth. I never heard that name before. Is that if you?
Yeah, I've heard it.
That's how you pronounce it?
Wilmoth.
Wilmoth. Mm-hmm. Wilmoth Houdini. This song is called Stone Cold in the Market. It has a longer title. It's called Stone Cold Dead in the Market. In parentheses, he had it coming. And
I'm sure he did. I'm sure he did.
Well, if you listen to the lyrics...
That's so great.
He had it coming.
Is it that in parentheses?
Exactly.
Okay,
what did I say?
Oh, I didn't know.
I thought I said that.
I think you did.
Yeah.
I just like song titles with parentheses.
Yeah,
I do too. We need to write, Soul Project needs to write some of those. So basically, Louis Jordan plays the husband. She's the killer.
Oh, it's reenacted?
He kind of just, they say what happened.
Very nice.
And he came in drunk one evening and just started, you know, pushing her around. And she, how did he put it? He said she pulled out the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bashed it in.
Wow.
Good for her.
And he's retelling this how?
From the grave.
Oh.
Right.
Jinx. This is going to be a really great show from now on.
Yeah.
Jinx.
So yeah, let's just hear it. I don't want to give anything away because it's really funny and it's really fun. And this is Ella Fitzgerald with Louis Jordan.
Stone Cold in the Market.
Stone Cold in the Market.
He had it coming.
He had it coming.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home I gave her a beating. So she caught up the rolling pin and went to work on my head till she bashed it in. I like old dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I like old dead in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. I lick him with the pot on the frying pan. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but my husband. Thank you.
My family, they swearing to kill her. My family, they swearing to kill her.
His family, they swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming.
Yeah, like old did in the market, child. Cold did in the market, child. Like old did in the market. She killed nobody but her husband.
There's one thing that I am sure. He ain't going to beat me no more. So I tell you that I doesn't care if I was to die in the electric chair. Man, he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
Hey, child, I'm coming back and boss you on your head one more time.
No, no, man, you can't do that. You stone cold dead in the market. Murder, stone cold dead in the market. The criminal is stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
What year is that from?
1946.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a bit of a parallel again, my friend.
Yeah, is it really?
I'm kind of staying in the same general area.
Is your song half as funny as that one, though?
Well, it's
is that just like I've listened to it like 100 times. It still makes me laugh every time.
My number, what is it? Number three.
Yeah, number three.
My number three is from 1959.
Okay.
And it's about the it came from originally came from the opera, the Three Penny Opera.
Okay.
Which is from a long time ago. No, 1928.
Ages ago.
And
ages.
It described the crimes of McHeath. Hmm. And it
well.
But it, and it describes a lot of different killings that happened. Hmm. McHeath was an actual serial killer from in London in like Old English whatever.
Really?
Do you have in Old English,
do you have
whatever.
A name?
Was man, he didn't even catch that.
Was it Jack the Ripper? Is that the guy?
No, McHeath.
McHeath. Oh, so that was okay. I thought maybe that was Jack the Ripper's name. I don't know.
Yeah, but I kind of thought that this song was about Jack the Ripper. But I'm gonna do some more investigation while the song plays.
Do some more soul searching.
But this is done by Bobby Darin.
Okay. Oh, I know this one.
From 1959. It's called Mac the Knife.
Oh, good one. Why did I think and, of this? This might... We have a new thing on this show. It's called the Get of the Night. It's the one where they say that's what the song is, and the other one goes... The other host goes, "Damn it, I should have heard that." You know? So this might be the Get of the Night. I don't know, but because that's pretty good. Mac the Knife.
It says here, the song attributes many crimes to McHeath, a dead man in London, a rich man disappeared for good and possibly robbed, Jenny Towler killed with a knife in the chest, but it mentions a bunch of people by name in the song.
Yeah.
And that's
Lucy,
like they're
Lucy
actually...
Lucy Brown, is that one of them? Because that's one of the names in the song.
So, So I'm going to find out more about it, but Bobby Darin with Mac the Knife. This is my number three.
Let's hear it.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth big, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves though wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Eek! And someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone
be Mac the knife. There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight you dare. Five will get you 10, old Mackey's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? And Lucy Brown, oh, the line forms on the right, babe. Now that Maggie's back in town, I said, Jenny Diver, whoa, Suki Tawdry, look out to Miss Lottie Lynn, and old Lucy Brown. Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
Jazz hands.
Maggie's back. Man,
double
that
dream
song,
hands.
Yeah, jazz hands. That song is really morbid, man.
It yeah,
like it was a body oozing life or something.
Yeah, and apparently it has nothing to do with real life whatsoever. It's from an opera,
the Threepenny Opera.
Yeah, from the Threepenny Opera, and it's Mac Heath was a character that was actually used in a couple different operas. There's something called the Beggar's Opera, and then the Threepenny Opera, and it was a common character between these couple different plays written by the same guy. But he was just a thief and a murderer, and throughout his, you know, his excursions, he had all these victims that he mentioned in the song.
Wow. Well, those are, I guess you can call them excursions.
Yeah. You know, just you know,
one way to call a killing spree.
Just you know, they went for just a walk.
A light excursion.
Yeah. Let's go through. Let's have a nice little jaunt through the park and murder some people.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
That was good, though. That might be the get of the night.
It might be.
I don't know, because I completely forgot about that one, I will admit. My number two?
Iceman, number two.
What? Who said that? My number two is an old traditional folk song. The first recording of the song, first published version, was by a guy named John Lomax in 1910.
Wow.
Back then, it was known as Stacker Lee.
Ah!
Yeah, its song has gone by many names over the years. Stag-o-lee, Stack-o-lee.
There was one version that was an alternate for me.
Okay. Stack-a-lee. And this version that I'm going to play is it's performed by Nick Cave.
Oh, I thought we said no Nick Cave.
No, you
this
said
from Murder Ballad.
You said that, and I never agreed to that. The guy has an album
has
called Murder Ballads.
Yeah, I know, and so that's just a shoo-in. That's not fair.
It's a whole album about with songs about murder. No, I'm not gonna skip over.
Let me have a real tough time finding a song about murder and go on the Murder Ballads album.
Hey, one out of ten. Well,
okay.
You know, you have to give me a pass on this because I'm not going to skip over Nick Cave on this list. There's no way.
Okay.
Am I right, Summer?
Well, you did say no Nick Cave.
No,
I did.
No, you said that. You said that, but I never said okay.
That's, yeah.
That is true.
It's
so,
true. You
I
didn't
mean,
say
I guess
okay.
I guess I'm going to have to side with Ben
heard,
on this one.
I heard you say it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. I heard you say it, and I was like, yeah, right. I'm not gonna do Nick Cave.
I had like two conditions, didn't I? It was like, oh, it was no gangster rap and no Nick Cave.
Has there been any gangster rap?
Well, and that's the Eminem was like borderline, but it's not gangster rap, though. No.
Well, anyway, Stagger Lee.
So go ahead with your Nick Cave, Stagger Lee.
Stagger Lee is it's a really old song. It's based on the murder of William Lyons by a guy named Stagger Lee Shelton. And there's been a million cover versions of it, all with slightly different lyrics. Lloyd Price had the biggest hit in 1959 of this song. Dick Clark, this is really funny. It says Dick Clark felt the original tale of murder was too morbid for his American bandstand audience, and he insisted that they be changed to eliminate the murder. In this version, in the version that Lloyd Price played on American Bandstand in 1959, the subject was changed from gambling to fighting over a woman, and instead of a murder, the two yelled at each other.
And ooh, made up, and they saucy.
Made, yeah, I know, it's crazy. And they made up the next day.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow, how sweet.
Terrible. But the original version by, you know, Lloyd Price's like unedited version was a huge seller. It went on to reach number one on the Billboard 100. And Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time, it was number 456.
Wow.
So there.
They made it on the list.
They made it on that list. But anyway, the Nick Cave version is the one I want to play.
The one that I had on my alternate was the Pacific Gas and Electric version that's from, it was in Death Race by Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, I haven't heard that one. I mean, I'm sure I know.
It's
the
really
movie.
Like a really funky.
I mean, Death Proof.
Death Proof, not Death Race. Totally different kind of movie.
Yeah, completely.
I thought that sounded wrong. I was thinking to myself. Yeah.
Well, I need to hear that because I've seen the movie, but I don't remember that. Anyway, the Nick Cave version is probably the most vulgar version out there. It's, you know, for all you kids with sensitive ears, you might want to turn off the radio right now because it's a little vulgar. There's lots of swears.
Is it risque?
It's risque. But Nick Cave took his version in the style of the Toast poem, which I've read is like kind of a Jamaican version of like an early rap. You know, it's like an early version of rap where they're not really singing. They're kind of just, you know, reading poetry to a beat, you know. So there's really no singing going on. But Nick Cave just sells it completely. And the guitar, listen to the guitar at the end. It sounds like someone is raping a cat with a guitar with the distortion up on to, you know, set to 11.
I'm so excited.
It's I knew that would get you going. But
wow.
This is my favorite version of the song. I haven't heard most of them because there's hundreds of them.
Yeah, there are.
But this is the one I want to play. This is Nick Cave. This is from the 1996 record Murder Ballads, Stagger Lee.
Of cards, Stagger Lee. He wore rag-drawn shoes and an old Stetson hat. Had a 2840, had payments on that, Stagger Lee. His woman threw him out on the ice and the snow, and she told him never ever come back no more, Stagger Lee. So he walked through the rain and he walked through the mud till he came to a place called the Bucket of Blood, Stagger Lee. He said, Mr. Motherfucker, you know who I am. And the barkeeper said, no, and I don't give a good goddamn to Stagger Lee. He said, well, bartender, it's a plain to see. I'm the bad motherfucker called Stagger Lee, Mr. Stagger Lee. Well, the barkeeper said, yeah, I heard your name down the way, and I kick motherfucking asses like you every day,
Mr. Staggerly. Well, I those were the last words that the barkeep said, 'cause Stagg put four holes in his motherfucking head. Just then in came a broad called Nellie Brown, known to make more money than any bitch in town. Yeah. She struts across the bar, hitching up her skirt over to Staggerly. She's starting to flirt over Staggerly. She saw the barkeep, said, oh God, he can't be dead. Stagg said, well, just count the holes in the motherfucker's head. She said, you ain't look like you're scored in quite a time. When I come to my bed, it won't cost you a dime, Mr. Staggerly. But there's something that I have to say before you begin. You have to be gone before my man Billy Dilly comes in, Mr. Staggerly. I'll stay here till Billy Dilly comes in, till time comes to pass. And furthermore, fuck Billy Dilly and his motherfucking ass, said Staggerly. I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole, said Staggerly. Just then Billy Billy rolls in, he says, you must be a man motherfucker called Staggerly. I'm Staggerly. Yeah, I'm Staggerly. You better get down on your knees and suck my dick, because if you don't, you're gonna be dead, said Staggerly. Oh, well, Billy Billy dropped down and slobbered on his head, and Stagg filled him full of lead. Oy.
Those lyrics are that's shocking. Yeah. What was that line?
About that song for a second.
What was that line? I'm a bad motherfucker, don't you know? And I'll crawl over 50 good pussies just to get to one fat boy's asshole.
Jeez.
It's poetry.
Said Staggerly. I wanted to.
Staggerly.
Yeah, I didn't say that. Staggerly said that. I just wanted to make sure.
I think
guys,
that's clear. Yes.
Yeah, I wanted to make that clear. You know, if someone wants to take that clip, if I ever decide to run for president, you know, someone wants to take that little clip and use it against me, that would be really bad, because I didn't say that. Someone else did. It was a quote.
Right. No, I mean, it makes it okay.
I mean, you did say it.
But yeah, but it wasn't. I didn't write it.
I know.
Really screw. I'm never.
I have a semantics problem.
I'm never going to be president. Never going to be president. What's your number two, Ryan Blake?
My number two is it's a song that's been a hit twice.
What?
In two totally different genres.
This is crazy.
Ooh.
But it was written by Bob Marley.
Okay.
This, and the song's called.
This was.
This was on your list, right?
Yes, it was.
So I Shot the Sheriff.
Oh, of course.
This is
but
a
I
song.
Thought it was self-defense. Is that really?
It's told from the point of view of a man who admits to have killed the local sheriff, but claims to be falsely accused of having killed the deputy sheriff.
You know, but
it wasn't
I shot the sheriff. I didn't kill the deputy.
I don't understand that part though, because like he still shot someone, he still killed someone. Like, what is he trying to like get himself free of going to prison or something?
But he claims it was in self defense when he shot the sheriff.
But you know, I heard it's a capital offense.
So it is.
They say it is.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. But you know, he's saying, "I did shoot the sheriff, but that was self defense. But confessing. I had nothing to do with the deputy getting shot."
Right. But why did he shoot the sheriff? For what? I don't know.
Presumably, the sheriff is going to hurt him.
Every time he plants a seed, they say kill it before it grows.
Well, he's just being bullied. Yeah. That's not really, you know, reason to kill someone because you're being bullied.
It's true. Self-defense can be a pretty broad term.
And it could have been a pretty awesome seed.
I don't think
seed.
We have enough details.
You know, it depends on what he's growing. Let's just say that.
But then, of course, it became another hit with Eric Clapton.
His version's horrible.
Yeah. In 1974, which, gosh, that was only just the next year.
Gosh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I am, of course, going to play the Bob Marley version.
The Eric Clapton version isn't also ran.
Man.
Actually didn't even run.
Loser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is from the album Burnin', which was their second album.
I love this record.
I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot no deputy.
Bye.
Love bass.
That was my number two. That's Bob Marley and the Wailers. I Shot the Sheriff. That's my number two song
about
murder of all time.
Bob Marley and the Wailers. A little slip of the tongue. It's okay.
That was the penultimate song of my list.
Yes.
So it was.
We're going to move on to my number
one.
But
I'm so excited because this is your number one, man.
Are you really excited?
No.
Are you properly pumped? You couldn't care less.
Well, the whole topic is kind of like a somber sort of a thing, so.
Yeah, but we're having fun with it.
Yeah, right? Well, I just don't know.
Summer,
I mean,
are you having fun?
Oh, I'm having a delightful time.
I just don't know how excited I could really get about murder, you know?
Yeah, but.
About the best murder. What's the best murder?
Well,
best murder songs.
Yeah.
We're going to go back to an old theme.
Okay.
And that's man killing his wife.
Yeah.
Man killing his girl.
Love it.
Because that's the best. That's the way it should be, because it's awesome.
Common, frequent.
Yeah, common and most awesome.
Understandable.
And most understandable.
Yeah.
Most believable,
freaking
really.
Women, you know?
Really. No, we're obviously joking around.
Yeah.
But
note how entertained I am by my complete silence
mm-hmm.
prior to this sentence.
Well, you know, you can't win over everybody. I can't believe.
Notice my distance.
Ouch. I can't believe that I've gone through 8 top 10 lists and not once mentioned Johnny Cash.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Damn.
He hasn't come up yet until now.
Also ran.
Also ran for you. What's your also ran? What song?
Folsom Prison
no,
Blues.
No, I'm not doing that one.
Oh, well, I mean.
Yeah.
There's clearly a murder in that one.
There is, yeah.
Shut him in Reno.
Right.
For the most awesome reason ever, just to watch him die.
Just to watch him die.
No, this one, this is Delia's Gone.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. This is, she did something worse than what the other guy in Reno did. She was low down and trifling. She was cold and
There's nothing worse than a trifling woman.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let it be said here and now.
Absolutely. She was cold and mean. She's the kind of woman to make him want to grab his submachine. Yeah. I mean, really.
Number one.
Delia's Gone. One more round. Delia. This is the a man who is narrating from prison. He's killed her. He says, Delia, all my life, if I hadn't shot poor Delia, I would have had her for my wife. You know, he's living with regret, and he hears her everywhere. Yeah. He's yelling to the warden, jailer, oh, jailer. Jailer, I can't sleep. For all around the bedside, I hear the patter of Delia's feet.
Mm.
He's haunted by what he's done, and he's paying dearly. And
that's great.
This is this version.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great. That's, you know.
That's
good song.
Good for you, man.
I mean,
way to be haunted. Johnny originally recorded this song, which was written by Carl Silbersdorf and Dick Troops. I got it right here. He originally recorded it in 1962, but the version I want to play is from the 1994 record, American, what's it called?
Recording.
American Recordings. That's right. Rick Rubin brought in Mr. Johnny Cash and basically in his last years revitalized his career.
Yeah.
Exposed him to a whole new audience. They had that huge hit with his cover of Hurt.
Nine Inch Nails.
Yes.
The Nine Inch Nails song. The American series, there are 6 volumes now. 4 of them came out before he died. There are 6 volumes. They're Johnny, his worn out voice interpreting some of the best songs ever written.
Yeah.
Songs by Nick Lowe, Elvis Costello, Tom Petty, Neil Diamond, Soundgarden. He does a good version of Rusty Cage. You know, there's a Glenn Danzig song on this record that's really good called 13 that Glenn wrote just for him. And this one, Delia's Gone, is was his lead-off single from that record. His first collaboration with Rick Rubin in 1994, American Recordings. This is Delia's Gone, and it's my number one song about murder of all time.
Delia, oh Delia, Delia all my life. If I hadn't shot poor Delia, I'd have had her for my wife. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. I went up to Memphis and I met Delia there. Found her in her parlor and I tied her to her chair. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. She was low down and trifling, and she was cold and mean. Kind of evil make me want to grab my submachine. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. First time I shot her in the side. Hard to watch her suffer, but with the second shot she died. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. But jailer, oh jailer, jailer, I can't sleep, 'cause all around my bedside I hear the patter of Delia's feet. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. So if your woman's devilish, you can let her run, or you can bring her down and do her like Delia got done. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone. Delia's gone, one more round, Delia's gone.
If your woman is devilish, you can let her run, or you can get down and do her like Summer done.
What? Like Summer?
Wait, that doesn't make any sense. Like Delia got done. Like Summer got done. That's what
there
I'm saying.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. That's my number one song about murder.
That's great, man. Love it. Great choice. I don't even know that song. Fantastic.
Cool. What you got?
My number one.
Number one.
Is it's sung from the perspective of a psycho killer. And it's from, let's see, it's from.
Also Ran.
Yeah, I don't know what year it's from.
1977.
Gosh. 1977, Psycho Killer by the Talking Heads.
This was a possibility for me as well.
Yeah. See, it's a good one.
David Byrne.
Yeah, David Byrne wrote it. He's part of the chorus and the bridge are in French.
Right.
And the verse translates to, "What I did that evening, what she said that evening, fulfilling my hope, I throw myself towards glory."
Yeah, I never knew that. That's
and,
crazy.
And Qu'est-ce que c'est? Is what is this? And the fa 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 part he stole from Otis Redding.
That's true. Yeah.
He says he was a big fan of Otis Redding and he stole it from.
Doesn't this song have something to do with the Son of Sam? Because
I don't know that.
Because he during the summer of 1977 he was terrorizing young women in New York City. And that's where the Talking Heads were from, and that's when the song came out. So
okay.
I'm just
it could very well be.
It was inspired by the Son of Sam's Reign of Terror.
But what a cool song, though.
Yeah, that's that bass line.
Yeah.
It's nothing to it, but it's just steady, creepy.
Yeah. They're a really bizarre band.
Yeah,
girl
I'm surprised that
on bass, right?
They haven't come up on the show yet before. It's,
yeah.
I'm glad that we started talking about them.
Yeah.
I keep hearing
Tina,
like
Tina Weymouth, by the way, on bass.
I keep hearing a version that he did. I think it's on the Stop Making Sense live thing where it's like a drum machine and he's just playing acoustic and singing it.
Okay,
it's really rad. But this is
that
the
movie. That movie is. I mean, everyone, whether you're a fan or not, everyone should see it.
Yeah,
because it's like it's brilliantly done.
Yeah, Take Me to the River, that song on it is really great. I remember thinking that. But so yeah, that's my number one. It's Psycho Killer from the Talking Heads.
Ryan Blake's number one song about murder.
That was my number one.
Psycho Killer. from Talking Heads.
Summer,
you got a couple of...
I do. This is not necessarily my top songs, many of which were already chosen by the other two people here.
Various peoples.
Damn them. But these are just some good songs that are about murder. This first one is by an artist named Nellie Mackay. Not very well known. This album, Get Away From Me, was released in 2004. She was 21 years old when this was released. And I saw her for the first time on David Letterman, which we spoke of earlier. And it was a strange little song about a dog. And she was very kind of weird, but she plays piano and it's lovely. It's called Won't You Please Be Nice. And she's basically threatening to murder this guy.
Oh, awesome.
Unless he's nice to her.
She's turning the tables.
Done to a nice, jazzy, little, pleasant sounding song.
Who is this again?
This is Nellie Mackay.
So close to me, that would be nice, like it's supposed to be. If you don't, I'll slit your throat, so won't you please be nice. If you would hug your arms right round me, that would be snug, like it's supposed to be. If we part, I'll eat your heart, so won't you please be nice. Oh, don't you love this romance? Chancing, la da da, isn't it nice? Now you've married me, sugar and spice, like it's supposed to be. If you go, I'll get your dough, so won't you please be nice? Together we'll always live, no sin or vice. We'll vote conservative. If you run, I'll pull a gun. Give me head or you'll be dead. Salute the flag or I'll call you a fag. Oh, won't you please be nice?
Give me head or you'll be dead.
Yeah, well.
It's a nice little ditty.
That's part of being nice.
Yeah, I mean, that it's a nice thing to do.
But, you know, I think that may be the first time of a murder song that's about, like, a murder that she's, like, considering, but that hadn't been done yet.
Right.
Yeah, from our list. Count, so get out. No, just kidding.
All of ours were murders that already happened, is what I'm saying.
We didn't say it had to be murder which already occurred.
Yeah, right? But that just didn't come
correct.
Up.
You are correct.
If you can play Nick Cave, I can play that, right?
If Ryan can play a song about a roller coaster.
Precisely.
Yeah. No, that was great.
It's a fun song. It's from a two-disc
album. You know, she stole that album title, Get Away From Me. She stole that from, at the time, Nora Jones, Come Away With Me. Was really huge.
She was kind of trying to steer clear of that, you know, female pianist, singer-songwriter image.
I read that she had like a lot of conflict with her label because they wanted her to sound more like that. And she's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Basically.
Pretty much.
So you have another one for us?
Yeah, let's do this song, returning to the theme of jilted lovers shooting someone down. This is another. I'm offering a nice female perspective, I think. This is a song about a woman who catches her man with another woman, and things happen.
I thought I already covered that.
You did. But we're covering it again. This is the Black Keys, 10 Cent Pistol.
Rolling.
stars did fall. Thunder rolled, bugs crawled back in their holes. The couple screamed, but it was far too late. A jealous heart did retaliate. She hid them with her dancing pistol because they were her name. She hid them with her dancing pistol and they never been the same. Oh, the same. Oh, the same. Never been the same.
Black Keys with that awesome bass player they got.
Oh, stop. I know you're a bass player. They don't have one. And you're
but they bitter. Have them on their recordings because it sounds so good. Yeah. But they just don't play with one live. It makes me sad. Anyway.
Summer, you got one more.
Yes, one more. This is returning to a band which we've already heard from. And this is The Beatles.
Yes.
This is Maxwell's Silverhammer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Just... ridiculous little song.
Yeah.
About murder.
Yeah, I mean it's on Abbey Road, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
And it's like totally like crazy good songs one after another, and then it's like Octopus's Garden and then Maxwell's Silverhammer, and it's like, dude, what happened?
Yeah. If it wasn't for this song and Octopus's Garden, Abbey Road would be a perfect album.
Well, there's even like Polythene Pam and
I like that.
And the other one, Mean Mr. Mustard.
Yeah, you know, if you judge the Beatles catalog in the order that it appears on their records, this is the first pop song to ever feature the Moog keyboard.
Oh.
Yeah, because Maxwell, there was like three or four songs on that record that had it, and this is the first one on the record.
Okay.
Of the ones that had it.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
Because there's like Because and there's something else. But this was the first one on the record. So.
First Moog ever.
Moog.
You've corrected me for, he's corrected me for like 5 years on that. Mm. Every time I say Moog, he goes Moog.
Moog. Moog.
I think you should keep doing it.
But yeah, Maxwell Silverhammer, I love this song.
Joan was quizzical, studied metaphysical science in the home. Late nights all alone with a test tube. Maxwell Edison, majoring in medicine, calls her on the phone. Can I take you out to the pictures, Joan? But as she's getting ready to go, a knock comes on the door. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer came down upon her head. Back in school again, Maxwell plays the fool again. Teacher gets annoyed, wishing to avoid an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the class has gone away, so he waits behind. 50 times I must not be so but when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer came down upon her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silverhammer made sure that she was dead. We'll be right back.
dirty one. Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Oh, 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 oh. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery, say he must go free. The judge does not agree, and he tells them so.
By no means my favorite song from my favorite band, but, you know, it's still my favorite band.
Hey, it's...
Song about murder, had to list it.
Yeah.
It's really the only song in their catalog that's actually about murder. So, it's a good one. Good one to pick.
It's your favorite band?
Yes.
Oh, she's awesome.
All three of the people in this room have the same favorite band.
Yes. I love it.
Absolutely. So, Ryan Blake, do you have any alternates? Do you have any...
Yeah.
Also Rams?
I had... Folsom Prison Blues from Johnny Cash.
Right.
Because he does actually mention murdering someone, but we talked about this.
Uh-huh.
I had Maxwell Silverhammer of the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I had Saucy Jack by Spinal Tap, which is about Jack the Ripper.
I don't think I know that one.
I had a song by Rufus Wainwright called In a Graveyard, and it's not really about murder, but it's about death, and so it didn't make it.
Fair enough.
Song by Dr. Dog called Die, Die, Die.
Oh, yes.
I don't want to die in your arms. I just want to die.
So romantic.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. And then I had Sufjan Stevens from his Illinois album, John Wayne Gacy Jr., and it was actually about John Wayne Gacy.
Pogo the Clown, man. That guy creeps me out. If you ever see photos of that guy.
Those are my alternates.
Cool. Well, I had a few.
You had a few what?
A few also-rans.
Okay.
I did, because they also ran, but they failed.
Losers.
A few losers, yes.
Yeah. Faith No More off of their Angel Dust record has a song called Jizz Lobber, which I really like. Ween had a song called Buenos Tardes, Amigo. Kind of a spaghetti western-themed tale of murder.
Okay.
It's off of Chocolate and Cheese from 1994. Wilco of Via Chicago.
Oh, it's a good one. There murder involvement?
He's dreamed about killing you again last night, and it felt all right.
Oh, man, you're right.
Yeah. There's just no room for these, you know?
Yeah.
The Dead Kennedys, Kill the Poor.
That's why I mentioned Dead Kennedys, because I saw something about a murder song from Dead Kennedys.
There's several murder songs.
They got a couple. Yeah, I Kill Children. Yes. Is a good
That's
one.
That's one that I considered briefly.
It's very funny.
It is.
Yeah. A song called I Kill Children is funny. The Cure, Killing an Arab.
Oh.
Killing
of an Arab.
Killing an Arab. Elvis Costello and the Attractions. There's a song called Psycho, a live version, which I have. It's kind of a... kind of excitable boy-ish. And Bob Dylan, Lonesome Death of Hated Carol. And the Violent Femmes, The Country Death Song, which was...
another one I considered.
It's also kind of like another Bob Dylan song, which I can't think of the name now, where he's like, there's seven breezes blowing on a South Dakota farm. Remember that? The father, they're all destitute and broke, so he kills his whole family. It's off the same. It's off the Times They Are Changing record.
Oh, man. Yeah,
it's not going to come right now. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But there's the other Bob Dylan one, The Hurricane.
Right. Well, I have a potential playlist for a future episode that I want to do songs about true life stories.
Ah.
And The Hurricane.
That's a good one.
Yeah. The Hurricane will definitely make my list for that.
You had another one, too.
Another list?
On your four.
Oh, yeah. The other one I didn't play was Nancy Sinatra's Bang Bang. Ooh. Not strictly about murder per se. It's almost like a figurative murder. He's murdering her heart.
It also has a parentheses title.
What is the parentheses?
Baby Shot Me Down.
Oh, yes. My Baby Shot Me Down.
Well, it's a great song. I'll tell you what. Let's do this. I'm going to mention next week, our next episode. We're going to start on our quest to cover every year of rock and roll history.
Oh my God.
Ryan Blake's going to hate this, but I wanted this to become a recurring thing to pop up once in a while to do a specific year.
Can I pick which year?
No, it's my choice.
Let me pick.
No, you get.
Can I guess which year you're going to pick?
I already told you.
So. I know. That's.
I get to pick.
Hardly a guess.
This is my choice, and you can do whatever year you want, whenever you want.
I want to do 1966.
Well, that's what I want. So
okay, fine.
It works out. Next week's episode: the top 10 songs of 1966. Thank you so much to Summer for helping us out.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks, Summer.
It was a delight. Like I said.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We had a great time. Let's play ourselves out to a little Bang Bang.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah. And till next time, everyone, thanks for listening and peace out.
I was 5 and he was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. He wore black and I wore white. He would always win the fight. Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.